The following program is a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you like it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock. Click on the Donate Now button in the upper right corner of our webpage.
AM 1260 The Rock and the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland proudly present Where We Worship. This 30-minute locally produced program highlights Northeast Ohio's Catholic parishes and institutions, their rich histories, and what they do to meet the spiritual needs of those they serve. Now here's your host, Bob Tayak.
Welcome to Where We Worship, a program highlighting parishes and Catholic institutions throughout Northeast Ohio, with the intention of offering you insight and understanding on the importance of community in our Catholic faith. Now, this program, sponsored in part by the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland, or the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, best describes the parish as the place where the church lives. Parishes are communities of faith, of action, and of hope, and they're where the gospel is proclaimed and celebrated. And parishes are the home of the Christian community. They are the heart of the church. And why are they essential to our relationship with God? Well, one only needs to turn to Scripture. In his letter to the Hebrews, St. Paul writes, "We must consider how to rouse one another to live and do good works. We should not stay away from our assembly, as is the custom of some, but encourage one another, and this all the more, as you see the day drawing near." Well, today on Where We Worship, we look at the history, the current ministries, and the people of Holy Family Parish in the Akron suburb of Stowe. Historically, one of those parishes established following the end of the Second World War, it grew immediately to prominence as an institution serving portions of Stowe and the Akron area with a vibrant Catholic presence and school. And this is your host, Bob Tayak. And joining me on Where We Worship is the pastor of Holy Family, Father Paul Rosing, who's joined by Mr. Vic DeAndrea, lifelong parishioner at Holy Family. And first, Father Paul, has been the case of many of the parishes discussed on this program. Holy Family, a product of the post-World War II demand for the church to serve the faithful as they married and migrated into new communities. Was that the case for Holy Family?
Oh, very much so. Prior to World War II, there was a relative little settlement in Stowe. There were farms and a few houses along Kent Road and Darrow Road, but relatively few people, and they tended to go to either St. Joseph's in Cuyahoga Falls or St. Patrick's in Kent, which were quite a distance. And so the people had been talking about the need for a parish as the plans were made to start moving into that rural area. And then, of course, World War II happened in between. And by the time World War II was over, people were chomping at the bit to get started to move out to these green pastures.
They surely were. Did the parish recently, in fact, celebrate a 75th anniversary?
We're actually celebrating it this month of October and November. It was in October that Father Howard Salmon was given the appointment as the new pastor, and he began to organize people, meet the people, and then the first masses were held in December of 1946. So it's 75 years ago, just right now, that the parish was being formed.
Wow. Looking at the parish history in the People of Faith book, that was published during the Diocese of Cleveland's sesquicentennial, right. It's interesting to note that the first pastor, of course, came out of the military. Many of them seemed to, of course, post-World War II. And my understanding was he had a significant role in naming the parish.
He did. The story goes that during the war, he was, as I said, a Navy chaplain. And in talking to the men and listening to their homesickness and their longing to get home from the war, he over and over again heard them talk about their families. And he developed out of that a devotion to the Holy Family, and he had said that if he was made pastor of a place, he'd like to name it Holy Family, and he mentioned that to the bishop, and the bishop said, yes, that's fine. Well, so he was one of several World War II chaplains that started parishes in that first couple of years after the war.
I can't imagine what it must have been like to begin to develop a parish, though. In fact, my understanding was, for instance, first masses had to be celebrated outside of the church property, correct?
Right. Our first masses were held at Stowe Workman High School, which was a relatively small school by today's standards, but it was the high school for the young people at that time. It's located now, for those who are familiar with it, at the corner of Darrow and Graham Road, where the Marks store is. And that's where the high school used to be. And we met for the first couple of years in the cafeteria there. They say that the first mass had an attendance of 69 people, and the ushers took the collection with paper plates from the cafeteria.
Boy, it really was real basic, very, you know, primal in that regard. As we have often seen, women religious played a major role in development of parishes, particularly in education. Was that the case at Holy Family?
Absolutely. The Sisters of Charity of St. Augustine were just a wonderful part of this parish for many years, right up through the 1980s. Many of the happy memories of those early years are tied in with Sister Ernestine and Sister Eugenia and a number of others.
It's incredible the work that they did. We keep learning that history as well, development of Catholic education as a prime responsibility of what they did, and successfully. Father, construction of the church and school and the expansions came early and often at Holy Family. There were some real local connections as well to architectural design, that kind of thing, that have gone into Holy Family Parish?
Very much so. When Father Salmon first came out to look at the property, he said all they gave me was a hole in the ground. The property that had been purchased for the parish by the diocese was really pretty much a dump. There were a lot of old refrigerators, ice boxes, and other things dumped in the middle of it, and just pretty much brush and so on. So he recruited a number of the young folks in the parish, especially the boys, and a number of the young men, and they would spend a lot of time with Father Salmon cutting down brush and leveling the ground so that they could begin the construction of the church. And the idea was to build a combined building that involved a chapel or a church-like structure for at least the initial parishioners, a couple hundred seats, I would imagine, and then some school rooms to start the school. There were, I believe, only four or five classrooms at first. And that building was eventually put together in the summer of 1949. And as Vic mentioned before, that was the beginning of the school in September of 49,
in fact. We'll talk about that. And when we return, Holy Family Parish in Stowe, you may remember the TV show The Flying Nun, but we'll hear about The Flying Pastor on Where We Worship on AM 1260 St. Peter the Rock. You're listening to Where We Worship on AM 1260 St. Peter the Rock Radio, with a special thanks to the Diocese of Cleveland for support of this program. This is your host, Bob Tayak, with a message for our listeners. Are you a digital subscriber to the weekly email newsletter provided by the Diocese of Cleveland? Well, right before the weekend begins, the Diocese delivers a series of updates and stories from ministries throughout Northeast Ohio, as well as Bishop Edward Malesic's Gospel Reflection for that Sunday. Be sure to visit dioceseofcleveland.org and click on the subscriber box that pops onto your screen. And now, as our interview continues, my guests are the pastor of Holy Family Parish in Stowe in suburban Akron, Father Paul Rosing, along with lifelong parishioner Vic Andrea, D'Andrea. And Father Paul, as we look at the history of Holy Family Parish, we must acquaint our audience with the story of the flying pastor and a certain Thanksgiving Day tradition. So I wondered if you or Mr. D'Andrea would like to expand on that for us a little bit about the flying pastor.
I'm going to turn this over to Vic because he has a good memory of it. It involves Father Archibald, John Archibald, who came here in 1956. Father Salmon had died very suddenly in March of 1954, and there was another pastor in between briefly, Father Carlin, and then Father Archibald came in 1956, and was a longtime beloved pastor. So, Vic, you go ahead with the story.
In later years, then, Father William Johnson was associate pastor here at Holy Family. And on one occasion, perhaps at a Sunday homily, he spoke of flying with Father Archibald on Thanksgiving over the parish. And it frightened him a bit, and he was quite nervous up there, and it was very, very glad to reach solid ground again.
Now, Vic, what was the purpose behind this flight on Thanksgiving Day?
Well, to ask God's blessing on the parish, and I suppose additionally it would be unusual for a pastor, I suppose, to have a flying license. And I believe that Father Archibald would, from time to time, keep his pilot license up to date and fly, perhaps even individually. He's quite a talented man. I might throw in, he was an excellent singer. At one time, he directed the choir and singing program and training at the major seminary on Ansel Road. And he would sometimes sing from the altar on a Sunday Mass. He might end a given Mass, perhaps around St. Patrick's Day, with the traditional songs. And so he was quite the skilled man, I'd say.
It sounds like it. My understanding
I heard Father Johnson tell that story about the plane flight, and he said that he was so nervous, he was a white-knuckle flyer, and he kept trying to talk Father Archibald into landing, but Father Archibald had brought with him a box of Holy Family medals that he had brought back from the Holy Land, and he wanted to drop them over the parish to, you know, kind of sprinkle them out of the plane. And so he said, I'm not landing this plane until all those medals are gone. And with that, Father Johnson took the box of medals and threw them out the window.
So all of Stowe was blessed.
I don't know if that was embellished with the passage of time, but it certainly was a good story.
Well, that's pretty good. And all of Stowe was blessed then on that particular Thanksgiving.
Right.
That's wonderful. Vic, I know that there were great traditions in parishes. And, you know, as a growing parish there in the 50s, 60s, and so forth, there were just a lot of activities, fundraising, of course, but also, you know, liturgies and so forth. Tell us a little bit about your memory of what kind of activities involved the community and the parishioners at Holy Family in Stowe.
Well, I believe we may have touched on this already, but in those early years, we had at least one bazaar. I suppose nowadays we might call it a parish festival indoors. Craft selling, lots of homemade goods for sale. There was even a chuck-a-luck game to raise funds. The gymnasium I spoke of, a basketball floor, and also had a stage in it. And in early years, the stage would be used as part of the seating area for these dinners. So as you might expect, a lot of volunteer work, particularly from the women of the parish, would be required to pull those things off successfully, and they were successful.
Well, sounds and, like it. I think there were even a few spaghetti dinners, that kind of thing.
Yes, and roast beef dinners then later, they were advanced. You spoke a little while ago about the religious women, but I think of a Mrs. Cheslock, since passed away, one of the original parishioners, and I guess one time she either observed or perhaps Father Salmon asked her, but he went into another room, probably at her home, and removed his trousers so that she could press them. And at that, I guess he had only one suit at that time. So these are just grand memories.
Remember, Stowe was pretty unsettled at that time, so they didn't have dry cleaners right around the corner.
Yeah, exactly. No, that is funny. Yeah. You know, Father, it also brings about, just in hearing Vic D'Andrea's description of the activities and development, about the great example that Holy Family is of the Catholic presence in Akron, something which sometimes is overlooked by the people of the diocese who reside in Greater Cleveland and other locations. There's a wonderful Catholic presence in the Greater Akron area that I think sometimes goes unreviewed.
We're often seen as the home of the televangelists, Rex Humbard and
Ernest Angley, yeah, sure.
Ernest Angley, who just passed away a couple months ago. They founded many of those big tent ministries that eventually turned into televangelism. And so that's certainly very much a part of our culture here. But Catholics have been a strong presence, a much smaller percentage than you'd find in places like Parma and the suburbs of Cleveland. Catholics have been very active in this area. Strong parishes.
They surely are. You know, and I think there's some evidence to show that right in that Hudson Stowe area, for instance, vocations. There's been a wonderfully strong development of vocations, both men and women there, coming out of that area.
There has been. That's true. That presence goes way back to St. Martha's Parish, which was on North Hill, and in many ways the parish that fed some of these parishes that are further out in the suburbs. St. Martha's was known as the cradle of vocations, and many, many priests and religious women came from St. Martha's. In recent years, St. Mary's in Hudson has been the home parish of a number of our young priests. I think it's 7 or 8 at this point over the past 10 years. So it's a pretty good presence there. And we've had our own seminarians from this parish as well.
Very good. Well, very good. Well, coming up, Holy Family Parish in Stowe, its current ministries, activities, and liturgies, on Where We Worship on AM 1260, St. Peter the Rock Radio. You're listening to Where We Worship on AM 1260, The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio, and our focus for this broadcast, Holy Family Parish in Stowe in Summit County. And I'm your host, Bob Tayak. My guests are Pastor Father Paul Rosing and Mr. Vic DeAndrea, lifelong parishioner at Holy Family, which just is celebrating a 75th anniversary as a parish. Well, Father Paul, let's talk about current activities and ministries. I can only assume your parish is a busy one. You're one of the few with two associate pastors, in fact?
Mm-hmm. Don't tell the other pastors that.
Oh, okay, we won't. We won't.
The current situation, we have Father Andy Gonzalez, who was ordained a couple of years ago, and Father Mike Denk, who is ordained a little bit longer, about 14 years. We're happy to have them. We end up helping at a number of parishes where they're shorthanded for one reason or another. A priest gets sick, or in one case, one of the pastors has died. And we end up helping to cover those when in need.
You know, it's a wonderful thing to know, but obviously they're serving your parish, which has a strong enrollment and continues that tradition, I think, on the education side as well with your school. Is that correct?
That's true, yes. We have a school, Holy Family School. It's about 325 students, K through 8, and then another, I think it's 67 in our preschools, various forms of preschool. And so it's a strong school, very active. It's been very exciting to be part of that. Of course, we're just coming to a year and a half of COVID. And so there's all the, you know, the excitement of that one way and the other. We've weathered that storm pretty well. We started right away with the first weekend. We were able to have live streaming at one of the masses, and we eventually expanded that to other masses and improved our equipment that we had for that. We started a program called Fireside Chats with the three priests. We have a weekly video that goes out on Tuesday evenings, and that kind of keeps track, it keeps people aware of what's going on in the parish, and we use that as a time to reflect on the coming weekend's gospel and other readings. So it's an effort to stay in touch, and I think we've found that that's been very well received, not only by our parishioners, but by people around town that come across it on the video.
Like so many parishes today, and I always ask this question to our subjects in these interviews, it's a struggle reaching younger people in this culture, which this mm-hmm. culture tends to dismiss organized religion and so forth. How are you trying to counter that?
Well, at the age of 74, I just kind of stay out of the way, try to be a nice older person to them. Our young associates, and we have a youth minister, Abby Gresser, does a marvelous job. They try to keep an active presence with our young people. They have a life teen, and during the COVID, they've had a number of outdoor activities. Ultimate Frisbee is apparently a very popular game among many of the youth groups, and our kids are very much a part of that. I think it keeps them in touch with each other and praying together.
it's interesting to go to one of their gatherings. They're having the hot dogs and the s'mores, and then there's a time when they say night prayer, the actual Liturgy of the Hours night prayer. And I'm thinking, boy, I was in the seminary when I was their age, and so I was familiar with it at that time, but I don't know that any of my contemporaries would have gotten together around a campfire and prayed night prayer, but these kids do. So,
boy, if just that is fascinating. Father, there's a tradition of social programs at Holy Family Parish, if I did my reading correctly, including a connection not only with Akron area parishes, but with even one in Kentucky. I wondered if you could give us some insight on this outreach.
I don't know about that Kentucky connection.
I might have something.
Oh, maybe Vic knows. Yeah.
I believe that our connection with Kentucky may have been donation of clothing each year, collected by parishioners, bringing it to the parish grounds here, and then somebody driving it down there. It occurs to me it's Vanceburg, Kentucky. To my knowledge, I don't believe that we did anything further, that it was not a continuing funding of the parish.
Yeah, I think that happened before my time. But recently, we've had an outreach to a medical mission in Honduras that we do every year. We've had to call that off this year because of COVID, but in normal years, that's a highlight of January. Father Michael Osberg, who was the associate here a number of years ago, got that started. Another example is when they had the hurricane in Houston about 5 or 6 years ago. Our deacon, John Green, got in touch with Knights of Columbus down there. That developed into a mission effort on the part of a number of our parishioners, many of them in the Knights of Columbus, but many others who just kind of became part of that mission. They took a couple truckloads full of tools and things that they would need to help this parish recover. So they went to a particular parish down in the Houston area and helped them with their recovery of the parish property.
Wow. So there's some real outreach being done there.
That outreach, I think, is very important.
Now, how can someone learn more about Holy Family Parish? What's the best way, Father?
I think the easiest way for anybody is to go on the website, www.holyfamilystow.org. That's all one word, Holy Family Stow, and it's S-T-O-W. We're not the ski resort in Vermont.
So it's www.holyfamilystow.org. Very good.
.org. And that can open up to all of the live streams and the fireside chats and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, sounds excellent.
Well, you can even see a picture of Vic DeAndrea on there.
Oh, well, now there's a highlight. Absolutely. But I want to thank you.
He's been a member of our choir forever.
No kidding.
And he's also a barbershop quartet aficionado. So.
Oh, we've run out of time. Otherwise, I might have had him do a solo for us. But thank you. Thank you, Vic DeAndrea and Father Paul Rosing. As you've been listening to Where We Worship, this is your host, Bob Tayak. This presentation featuring Holy Family Parish Stowe in suburban Akron. Where We Worship is a production of AM 1260 St. Peter the Rock Radio, focusing on the essential aspects of community worship and participation in our Catholic life, and is written in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 2. Prayer as a community is essential for our spiritual growth and personal well-being. God does not intend for us to bear our crosses alone.
Thank you for listening to Where We Worship with host Bob Tayak, presented by AM 1260 The Rock and the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland. If you missed any part of today's show, listen to the program in its entirety by going to our website, am1260therock.com, and click on the Archive Audio tab.
The preceding program was a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you liked it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock. Click on the Donate Now button in the upper right corner of the webpage.